All right, Marks and Reese, we're back in the envelope. Today we are playing for a pair of three-day general admission passes to the Tidal Wave Music Festival featuring Thomas Rhett, Jason Aldean, Brooks and Dunn, and many more, August 11th through the 13th in Atlantic City, New Jersey. That's 2023. For more information, visit TidalWaveFest.com. Jack, will you be there? Are you already taking off?
It sounds like my kind of show, honestly. I mean, Aldean was my walkout song in high school.
That's
right.
We found that out yesterday.
Yep.
What does he play, Jason Aldean? What's the song?
My Kind of Party.
Oh. I mean, no.
You wouldn't have any idea.
You're right. I probably
That's a pretty
would.
Big get, though. I mean, Brooks and Dunn are legends. Thomas Rhett's hot right now.
I mean, Ike's already requested off for the for all 3 days.
I know. He's going to be out camping with the people.
The hell with the Eagles training camp. All right, so it's simple. There's a giant in the envelope. You're going to dial 215-592-9494. You ask a yes or no question. We'll give you the answer. Then you guess who the giant in the envelope is. The first person that gets it correct on the air wins. That simple, all right? And make sure you're listening at home as you dial in so you're not asking the same question over and over and over. Or do that because it's fun. Let's go to Mo in Newtown. Mo, what is your question?
Sure. Is it an offensive player?
It is an offensive player.
Okay.
Good question.
Is it Dave Meggett?
It's not Dave Meggett.
That's a good guess. Good guess. Look at that Meggett.
Was he a Cowboy?
I don't think so.
I thought people always...
Did he go to the Jets?
I think he was a Parcells Jet guy.
He was a Patriot.
He was a Patriot. Yeah. Parcells Patriot guy.
Yeah,
he was there for a couple years when Bill was up there.
Yep.
Good guess. Nick and Winona. Nick, what's your question?
Is he a running back?
He is a running back.
Oh, boy.
Brandon Jacobs?
Brandon Jacobs, a good guess. Incorrect.
Man. That was a big boy.
So he was... Was he a rookie towards your end of your years here?
Yeah, I played against him in Atlanta. No, I played against him when I was in Atlanta. Yeah.
Fun guy to tackle?
And I literally thought they had a DN warming up at running back during pregame. I was like, dude, they got a DN over there warming up. That's how big he was compared to everybody
else.
So
he's like
6'4", 260 pounds easily, yeah.
Trucking at you.
Yeah.
Man. Let's go to G. G's in Lindenwood. G, what's your question?
Did he win a Super Bowl with Eli Manning?
Did he win a Super Bowl with Eli Manning? No.
Oh.
Okay, I'll go with Tiki Barber.
Is it Tiki Barber who's going to join us on the show tomorrow at 3 o'clock? No!
I hate admitting that I like Tiki.
That smile. I can imagine that big smile
on
the field.
I hate admitting that I like Tiki.
Yeah. Yeah, he joins us tomorrow at 3 o'clock. 215-592-9494. All right, we've narrowed it down quickly here, right, Grace? Let's go to Mike in Washington Crossing. Mike, what is your question?
Did he play for the Eagles?
He did not play for the Eagles.
Is it Ron Dean?
Is it Ron Great Dane? It is!
Yeah, Mike! There you go.
So if I would have said, who were you fishing for when you said, did he play for the Eagles?
Dorsey Levin.
Man, you know how to play this game.
Yes.
All right, Mike, hang on a second, man.
Dorsey Levin.
Congratulations.
I would have said B. Mitch, Mike.
We discussed it in the studio.
I just found out he was a giant, and frankly, I feel betrayed. My whole childhood is a lie.
He had to get that final check.
Correct.
He had to get that final year. He had to get it.
One more. Yep. Ron Dane graduated, of course, from Pine Hill High School in New Jersey.
Yep.
And he was the Heisman Trophy winner in 1999 and had a nice career.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Dane.
Played against the big fella in college and the pros.
Yeah, I guess you would have, huh?
Played him in his freshman year in college, yep.
So was he ran for like 2,000-some-odd yards in Wisconsin. I just remember in that big, cold AstroTurf up there that just felt like it hurt when you flew on the ground. He was up there. Who was his quarterback in Wisconsin?
I have no idea.
I can't remember either. All right, well, there you go. If people were trying to get in, 215-592-9494, before we had to clear the lines, there is time for another phone call or two. 215-592-9494. Eagles are 7-point favorites. I guess at this point it's went up a half a point since when I looked at it earlier this week. Mm-hmm. The Raiders tonight, 6.5-point favorites over the Rams. Baker Mayfield could be starting in the game. I haven't seen the latest on that, but Eagles certainly a strong favorite on the road. You talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, Ike, but going up to New York against the Giants, divisional games never as easy, even when the teams are obviously there's a talent differential on the field. It's never as easy as you think it's going to be.
No, no. None of these NFC East games are usually easy like that. So going up there on the road, I'd be a little reluctant to lay the 7 points, but I think the Eagles could easily wind up scoring some points late to cover the spread there. But I just don't expect it to be an easy game. And the Giants are fighting for their playoff lives. I mean, they are fighting to stay alive for the playoffs. So you're going to get at least a spirited effort from the New York Giants. And Shill was right. You know, we did the Eagles game plan. I taped it yesterday. And that's one of the things I focused on was the blitzing aspect of the New York Giants. They blitz 50% of the time more than anybody else in the NFL. And that's something we're going to have to be able to handle as an offensive line. And Jalen understanding where the blitzes are coming from. And do you take off? Do you get rid of the ball right. quick? Like, the one thing blitzing does, it speeds up your thought process. So he's not going to be able to sit back there and just think about what he's going to do. He either is going to know where to go with the ball immediately, or he's going to recognize it's either a zero blitz or some type of man blitz, and he's going to be able to take off.
Right. And and Shane Steichen and Nick Sirianni should also be prepared that they're going to see heavy doses of blitzes and have counters to it.
Yeah, there's no Giants footage that they're watching where they're not seeing heavy blitzing. They do it every game.
So it was it with so they don't blitz. Just trying to think about what defenses, how they've played the Eagles even semi recently. Are they not blitzing
Jalen as much?
Yeah.
And then I don't think Tennessee did that very often. They didn't seem to blitz a whole lot. I thought Green Bay tried to blitz and then use a spy, and Jalen just beat the spy. Like, if you're going to use a spy, I mean, at least let him be fast enough to cover the damn quarterback. Yeah. I mean, he had a spy on one of those plays, and he ran for like 30 yards on the play.
He ran right by him.
Yeah. So, you know, the Giants personnel, they use – and you know what they use a lot of? 7 DBs. So
really?
They use this – you can either call it a quarter – package or a dollar package. You know, you had nickel, you have dime, and the nickel is 5 DBs, dime is 6 DBs, so 7 DBs is like a either some teams refer to it as quarter or dollar coverage, and that's where it's one linebacker, or even sometimes the linebacker they're using or the guy that's playing the linebacker position is really a safety.
Right.
And I guess they're trying to get more speed on the field.
So 3 down linemen, 1 linebacker, and the rest guys in the
DBs, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And what's the blitzing from that? Is that where they're trying to get mismatches with faster guys that can get in there?
Yes.
Interesting.
They're trying to confuse you.
And their defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale, who was long time with the Ravens, very creative, and like you said, they blitz more than anybody in the league, and that's what they want to do.
It's I haven't looked at how many points the Giants are giving up or any of that. I haven't looked at their defensive stats. I just know when you blitz that much, it's hit or miss, man. So they're giving up big plays also.
They better get to you.
Yes. Like, yeah, if they don't get to you, yeah, you figure it out. You can – and listen, the last time I actually watched the Giants play was that on Thanksgiving, the Cowboys game. And that was a game for at least – that was a game for about, what, 2.5 quarters.
It was a game.
Unfortunately, they covered.
Yeah, that's right.
You got backdoored. Yeah, you got
backdoored. Well, and Dallas only scored 28. Didn't Dak have 2 picks in that game too?
Yeah, 2 picks early.
Yeah, he had 2 picks in that game.
Yeah, I didn't come away from that game thinking like
the Giants' defense was doing anything special. Yeah.
So the Lions put up. So honestly, of recent, like the Lions went in there and weren't they favorites in that game, or it was like a very close spread and people were like, "What's going on?" That the Lions are coming
in New York.
Yeah, that was in New York. The Lions beat. They scored 31 on them.
Okay.
But before that, I mean, they've done a pretty good job. They beat the Ravens.
Dude, let me tell you about those Lions. People sleeping on the Lions.
Yeah, they're good.
I don't know who I was talking to the other day. Maybe it was Elliot I was talking to about.
Elliot.
The Lions not drafting a quarterback. Like, I wouldn't draft a quarterback. You got Jared Goff. Like, he's young enough. You're scoring points the way. What is Dan Campbell going to do? Start over with a rookie quarterback?
Well, they're winning too many games to get the first pick anyway.
Well, exactly. You're not getting the first pick, so now you're going to have to maneuver to take even if it was one of these other quarterbacks. I mean, I don't even like these quarterbacks coming out.
I saw the
C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Will Levis, the kid from Florida's coming out.
Anthony Richardson,
which is a mistake.
Yeah, so I don't even like – well, although he could be a developmental project. I mean, you could draft him and then develop him.
He's not playing week one.
Right, he's not a week one player.
You know, Mel Kiper on his big board had Will Levis as his number one quarterback.
Yeah,
which I find,
how great is Kentucky this year?
Which I find crazy. No.
Like, yeah, how good is Kentucky this year?
It's because of the raw tools. I've watched this guy play enough in college to not – I wouldn't be taking him
high. And he transferred from Penn State.
Yep.
So
could it beat out Sean Clifford? Are you kidding me?
Exactly, no, he couldn't. Yes. He couldn't.
Exactly. So I don't know. It doesn't mean these guys won't be able to play, but we did a thing on the quarterbacks last year, and Kenny Pickett, he's doing okay. But
is that what you expected, right, Kenny
well,
Pickett?
Well, yeah. I mean, does anybody look at him like he's a franchise-changing quarterback?
No.
Like, he's okay.
He's a decent starter.
Yeah, right? He's a decent starter, but it's not like you just drafted Josh Allen or one of those guys.
No.
So, I mean, if I'm Detroit, I stick with Goff. He's young enough. You got Jameson Williams coming in. You got two running backs, Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift. Like, they got Amon St. Brown.
They have good players.
Why would I go get a young quarterback? I got to develop and hope he can play.
They have talent for sure.
And that division isn't very good anymore.
Green Bay's going to be, right? Who knows, with Jordan Love.
So now you're competing with –
the Bears have started over with Justin Fields.
Exactly, and Kirk Cousins.
And Minnesota, that's a good team, but, you know.
It's okay.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, back to the phones in a second. But listen, if your home needs new windows and doors, but listen, you said to yourself, like, all right, well, let's just get through this winter, and then we'll think about doing it after that. No. Act right now for a lot of different reasons, right? First of all, the comfort level in your home. The high heating bills that you're going to save on, plus Guida's big end of year sale, Guida Door and Window. They're bringing back their biggest discounts of the year. 40% off each window you buy. That's right. 40% off every professionally installed window and 40% off any door that includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And you don't have to worry about touching your holiday money because Guida allows you to start your project with no money down and you can pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. If you need new windows and doors, and you know if you need them like I did, I finished all the paperwork and I am ready to go. We are getting new windows and a new sliding glass door from Guida, and I took advantage of this great sale and they will be installed within a few weeks. The offer does expire for this December 31st, so call Guida today to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at GoGuida.com. That's Go, GUIDA.com. All right, we'll finish up with Mike from Delco on the phones. But let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Island Pizza in Douglasville, Pennsylvania, this Sunday for an Eagles watch party and root the Eagles on to victory against New York. This Sunday, text line.
Text line.
Mark's feeling this way couldn't make me feel any better. The Delaware Valley.
Yeah, exactly. Me worrying about the Eagles and the Cowboys, I've been wrong with all my predictions this year, so everybody should be happy that I'm feeling this way.
I think most people are.
Yeah. If I came out and I was saying LOCK like Jack was locked that they go to the Super Bowl, people don't want to hear that.
No, it makes us uncomfortable.
Right.
Well, sometimes you got to tell people the truth. Even the truth hurts.
If I felt like that, which, by the way, it's still possible that I will feel like that before this is all said and done. Right now, I don't. Mm. All right, what's next?
You guys think Chuck would want to do a show with me when I'm done? What a talent. Jason Kelsey in South Philly.
Wow. Kelsey with Chuck.
Wow.
Damn ball, man.
And Jason would agree, right?
Yeah. I don't know if Jason would last long there.
May not last long, no.
Give me back my shot!
Yep.
You're a loser, Johnny Martin.
All right, what's next?
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia from the Tasty Cake Studios, always live on the free Odyssey app. Chuck from Mount Airy and Black Gritty are on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
There you
Tom go. From Abington.
You are just as lunatic.
Yep.
Punk.
We already have production being done for Chuck and Black Gritty.
Punk.
They couldn't yell for 4 hours, though, right?
No.
No.
You don't think so?
Well, maybe one day they could, but then they'd be drained the next day.
Yeah, like, yeah, do that 5 days
a
week.
Yeah, we can't do that again today.
Yeah, what would day two look like with Chuck and Black Gritty? Well, I'm telling you. Start the podcast.
Well, listen. Let's hear it. Well, Chuck's going to spend a few of those days yelling about Embiid and the Sixers.
Oh, first day straight Embiid. Yes.
True.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I just like that he picked out, you know, Black Gritty as his co-host.
How about that?
He sees talent.
He does. Absolutely. He does. Not Andy from Deptford.
Right, he didn't go with anybody else. He went with Black Gritty.
He has his target in mind. It's smart.
What about OG Wade? How come he wouldn't do a show with him?
There's no way that's lasting a whole week.
OG Wade, I don't think we'd do a show with him. All right, what's next?
Hate to see my Spartan brethren completely discount the work a three-time captain of Michigan State has done this year. We're the team to beat. Kirk in Minnesota.
No, you're not the team to beat. You're not. And not until every team that I root for is eliminated from the playoffs will I be rooting for Minnesota.
And that's pretty far down.
Yes, that's pretty far down.
Probably not likely to happen, yes. Kurt. But listen, I mean, Ike's not rooting against you.
Yeah, you know.
Unless it's the Eagles that they play.
Exactly. You come here, you're getting your back beat in, buddy.
So this week, the Lions are 1.5 favorites at home over the Vikings.
Only difference is I just don't call him trash.
No, you're very respectful, where the rest of us aren't.
Yes, exactly.
Until we want it to work in our favor for the Eagles. Like, no, the Eagles aren't good. They beat the Vikings. Yeah. All right, what's next?
Knowledge without college. OG Wade might really be Jalen's dad with that cliche. Mark in Monco.
I feel like he's my son.
Na, 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 na. Text line.
Yep.
That was a good one. I don't think I'd heard that one before.
He's got something new all the time.
Knowledge
with
you. Without college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something my damn kids will be saying. Why do we need to go to college? It's knowledge without college.
Exactly right. Well, that's OG Wade.
Oh, man.
Man. Another, actually, Wade and Chuck with A-plus calls today.
Yeah.
On a Thursday. Now, Ike, are you sticking with your Raiders call for tonight? -6.5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with it. Something tells me everybody's betting the Raiders, which means the Rams.
Yeah, that's why I worry about it.
The Rams will at least cover tonight.
Let me just see
who the hell is quarterbacking? How can you bet on the Rams? You don't even know who's playing quarterback
hopefully
tonight.
Hopefully Baker.
No, you got to wait until shortly before kickoff.
I got to wait to live betting.
So, I mean, what I read was that it's more about Wolford and if he's ready to play. It just didn't seem like that he was going to be ready to play today. So
What about that other dude that was playing quarterback, 16?
Who, Perkins?
Bryce Perkins?
Yeah, no, that's why they – yeah, no, Bryce Perkins, he's not going to be on a roster next year.
He shouldn't be on the roster right now,
no,
man.
No, he shouldn't.
Man, he shouldn't be on the roster right
Looks
now.
Looks like he works at Perkins.
Man, exactly. Exactly. Looks like he works at Perkins.
See, I got him confused with Bryce Petty for a second. I'm like, really? He's still in the league? And I'm like, hold on, that's not him. He just plays like him.
Yeah, it's definitely not him.
No, it's definitely not him.
It's definitely not him.
Bryce Petty's probably an insurance agent somewhere.
Well, and Bryce Petty is a hell of a lot better than Bryce Perkins.
Yeah, and a lot lighter, too.
Yeah. Yes. Did he not get the memo about being... Might help him out a little bit?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Actually, you know what? I want to see him play tonight, come to think of it. It's probably going to be Baker Mayfield. I don't know. I don't really see any updated information here.
Yeah.
Wait, I mean, the only team to claim Baker, it seemed like a lot of people going into it were like, oh, there'll be lots of teams that want Baker. And I was thinking to myself, like, all right, maybe. I don't know. Who the hell wants – who's going to – I mean, who, what
Nobody
team?
Has room for him to play right
yeah.
now. Yeah.
And you're going to bring him in as a backup, so I guess the Rams were the only team that made any sense. Let's go to Delco and speak to Mike. Mike in Delco. Hi, Michael.
Hey. What's going on, guys?
What's
thanks
up,
for taking
buddy?
My call.
What's up, Mike?
You're welcome.
So I just kind of wanted to talk to Jack a little bit about the free agency.
Maybe he should give you his cell phone number and you guys can talk.
I'd put a talk about, you know, Craig Kimbrell.
No, I know what you said, but you're not going to call in and say, I just want to talk to Jack for a second about it. Jack certainly could be a part of the conversation, but it's disrespectful to call the Marks and Reese show and want to pivot to talk to just Jack.
Jack is a dirty
work
guy.
Actually, if you want, I can just go to the bathroom real fast. And go ahead. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Okay, I'm going to just talk to Jack.
Yeah, talk to Jack. You guys are fine.
Hey, Mike. Right,
cool. Hey, what's up, Jack? So I just want to get your thoughts about Craig Kimbrell being a replacement for Eflin in the bullpen. What do you think about that?
It sounds like a Dave Dombrowski signing, but I'm not a big Craig Kimbrell guy. I think he's done, frankly.
You don't think he has anything at the back end of his career for him?
No. And I think he's going to command a little bit too much of a salary. So I'm kind of good.
I, pre- right. I appreciate it, Jack. Thanks, man.
All right, there he is. Mike and Delco. That felt like a setup.
It wasn't a setup.
It felt like a fake call.
Oh, really?
I mean, how clueless can you be that you're going to call in with a Craig Kimbrell call to the show to speak
with Jack?
Well, what
do you think? You think they're going to sign Craig Kimbrell?
I don't care.
That was a plant?
I think it was a fake call.
What the hell?
Yeah. I think they're trying to – it's like a Baba Booey or something like that. No, I mean, I don't know if it was set up by Jack or by whoever, but yeah, that was a setup call. Don't you think? I don't know.
Well, now you got me thinking about it. I guess maybe it was.
Yeah, it's just oh, look, Scott and King of Prussia wants to talk about baseball with Jack. Scott, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Hang on a second. We're back. It's Marks and Reese. We're going to hand it off to Talking Baseball with Jack. Here's Jack Fritz.
What's up, Scott? What do you got for me now?
Hey, Jack, how are you?
Oh, doing great, buddy. Couldn't be better.
I wanted to get your feeling on the Turner signings and where we're heading to next.
Feel good about Turner sign. I think we've got our future leadoff hitter. He's gonna hit the first cycle since 2004 with David Bell. And I think they're pretty much done on big signings, but don't rule out a trade to make this team better there, Scooter.
All right. Give me some names on the trade front. I'm thinking starting pitching. What do you think?
Yeah, you can go for some starting pitching. I think they probably are out of the starting ace market now with the Taiwan Walker signing. But you never know. I mean, Dave Dombrowski's an aggressive guy, just like Howie Roseman.
How about the kid from Cleveland? I heard he was
Enough. All right, a few more minutes, like Talking Baseball with Jack, 215-592-9494.
Shane Bieber would be awesome, man. A year and a half left until he has to get paid. Pitched 200 innings last year, 2.88 ERA. It costs you Mick Abel. You want to give up Mick Abel or no?
I wouldn't mind giving him up.
Okay,
actually. Because he was a high draft pick. He's got good stuff. He doesn't seem like a guy that's going to be an elite number one or number two starter at the next level. Andrew Painter will be. And Dave Dombrowski told us on the show today that he could see Painter being in the rotation this upcoming year, even at 20 years old, which is crazy to think. But, hey, the kid's dominated all the levels he's been, so he probably starts the year at AAA and see where he goes from there. But I think by May or June, you could see him up here. Matt in Pottstown. Matt, go ahead. How are you?
I'm good. Can I talk to Joe Julio?
Julio's not a.
No.
He's not here yet.
Hey guys, hey, I love calling. My schedule's been real tight. I've been meaning to call you guys a lot. I got so much I want to say. I know I don't have time, but I just want to talk to you real quick about the Eagles. Real quick.
Yeah.
I know we're switching gears, but
yeah, go ahead.
Going forward, as people are talking, when is because I'm here. When is Dallas Goedert really cleared to come back? When are we really looking at like week what?
I think after this game, right? I think it's after this game. Yeah.
Is it after this game? Okay.
I think so.
I've been here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I go ahead. I think it is after this game. Yeah.
Okay. Good. That's what I was hoping because I heard somebody was saying it's after this game. Another person was saying, no, it's a little later. I was hoping after this game because here's what I think is essential going into that Christmas Eve game. We have to have him back and at least have a game under his belt where he's getting the rust off, getting acclimated, because here's my biggest fear. We try to insert him, and we got a little rhythm going. And even though he's been the guy before the injury, I don't want that disruption. You know what I mean? So I think it's good we get him back one game before we get into Dallas. But I want to know what your thoughts are. You've seen the past 2 weeks without Dallas Goedert, the offense has changed a little bit in the dynamic of where they're going, some of these design runs and things like that. How much of that do you see? Because I think it's doing very well for us. It's throwing teams off balance. Do you think when Dallas comes back, we go right back into the system we were doing like the first 4 weeks, or are we going to be a little bit of a hybrid using the two? Because I think, for me, going forward the rest of the way through, we get in that little bit of a hybrid with what we've been doing the last 2 weeks, and we add Goddard to the mix. That's going to be like a complete new element.
Matt, we got to run because Joe Giglio and Howard are coming up next. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment of Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring online, marks-jewelers.com. We will discuss that and more tomorrow. We're live at Army-Navy Radio Row with a huge Football Friday show with Brian Dawkins, with Tiki Barber, both appearing live with us, Jason Witten, Ron Jaworski, and Talking Baseball with Jack. That's all tomorrow.
Now, is Dawkins going to try to tackle Tiki, or are we going to be all right?
That would be awesome to see.
I don't think Tiki wants any of that.
No, I think he's good.
Yeah, one guy looks like he's still playing.
Yeah, linebacker.
And it's not Tiki. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. Everybody's the Joe and Riding with the King coming up next Thursday Night Football. After that, we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Hey, listen, here's a household tip from my family to yours for the most reliable hot water for your showers, laundry, and more. Choose a water heater that is built to be the best. Choose Bradford White, because how you heat your water matters. And a professionally installed Bradford White water heater will give your family all the hot water they need year after year, just like it has in my home. So ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. American owned, American strong, Bradford White.